Tuesday mornings, Bear Country 95.3, approaching 8 o'clock. Here at Bear Country 95.3, we check in with Patrick from Montague Webworks for our Montague Webworks website of the week. Good morning, Patrick.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Good.
Where are we going today?
We're talking about money today.
Ah, favorite subject of mine?
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Wow.
It's very comforting to me.
It's totally not comforting to me.
Why are we talking money?
It's tax season.
Right.
And if you're anybody...
Just a couple weeks left, really.
Just a couple weeks left. If you're anybody like me, you're still tragically behind in your tax preparation. So obviously we need to talk about some resource websites. It's very important.
Okay. What's one resource website that we can go to?
Well, there's two. Obviously, if you live here in the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts, there is mass.gov/DOR.
D-O-R, Department of Revenue.
Yes.
Yep.
You can e-file in Massachusetts if you're filing a 1065, just a straight, simple, not a 1065. What
1040?
Yeah, 1040 EZ.
Yes, that's the one.
1065 is a partnership return, which is what I file, which is why I was thinking that way.
But 1040.
1040. You can file it right online. There's a lot of resources there. You can also check the update status of your refund if you're getting one, which I hope that I do, but I probably won't.
What about the federal return,
IRS.gov? Yep. Same set of resources. You can get the mailing addresses if you lose or don't have the mailing addresses for your particular type of return.
Yep.
There's also tax help.
I know they answer a lot of questions right there at the site.
Tons. If you got a question about anything tax-related and you don't have an accountant and you're not using a piece of tax software that will give you some of that advice, go right to the web, go to irs.gov or go to mass.gov/DOR.
I do remember you have to be a bit patient, though. Be patient. The information is there. You just got to find it.
It's not really intuitive. Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just use common sense search terms. Don't make it overcomplicated.
Right.
And if you get lost, pick up the phone, dial the 800 number, stay on hold.
Everything will be okay.
Keep your computer in front of you so you can play online games while you wait for them to answer the phone.
Now, there was something else that you wanted to mention about Montel Williams. What was that?
Yeah. Montel Williams is doing this. He's endorsing this payday loan website.
Oh, that's when people, I'm getting a return, I don't have the money yet, but can I get the money from you?
I'd like to get a quick $1,000, and then when I get my return, you can quickly take the money out of my checking account. That it's like, you know, I need it now.
Okay, so this is a company that Montel works for or whatever.
He's endorsing it, whatever.
Yep.
I forget what the name of the URL is. It's MoneyMutual, I think, .com.
MoneyMutual, yes.
I just wanted to bring something up. Security is a big... part of our discussions that we have here on this little show.
Security. Sure.
It's important when you're online. If you're going to a website that appears to be trustworthy, there is absolutely no way to know whether it's trustworthy or not.
Well, how do you find out?
There are certain layers of security that are required for certain types of financial transaction sites. They're called secure layers. This site has a single secure layer, but it also requests information of you as a prospective client that I would not want to provide until after I had, you know, spoken to someone in
a real live person.
Right. For example, in the second step of applying for the loan, they ask you for your banking information up front before you even approved for the loan.
Whoa.
So people beware. Yeah. I know that it's tax season. I know that money is tight for a lot of folks. I know that the economy has knocked people on their keister. If you're looking for money, you need to be very careful how you use the internet as a tool.
Yeah.
It's a research tool. Don't be afraid. But before you go typing in your personal sensitive information, take the time to talk to a banking professional or a tax professional, someone you trust, or talk to someone you know who has someone in their life like that and get some good advice. Or Dr. Ram, the money doctor, would be a great person to talk to, too.
Oh, yeah, from Power Down Debt.
So just be careful. Everything that appears to be so on the internet is not always so, as in life. So just be very careful.
Patrick from Montague Webworks, have a great day.
Thanks.